From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris, and this is your daily Transformers News and Toy Detective update for Friday, March 27th, 2020. Amazon's Italian and German websites both have a new listing up for an Earthrise Earth Mode 2-pack. The item is priced at around 60 euros, or about 65 US dollars at the current exchange rate. But apart from the name and price, there's not any specific product details. So what could this be? A 2-pack that's in the price range of 2 Voyagers sounds pretty likely to be 2 Voyagers, so we'll go with that. That narrows it down quite a bit, but it still doesn't quite get us to a clear answer. We can pretty much rule out the use of Siege molds. Even with retooling, there's only a couple of molds that could reasonably pass with a label of Earth Mode, and one of them is already being released as a regular retail product in Earthrise. That leaves us with Earthrise molds. Now, I could belabor the point for a while and construct exactly how we get to the obvious conclusion being the obvious conclusion, but I think we all have a pretty good idea at this point that it's going to be something to do with the Seekers. So let's just jump ahead to that. We have a small range of options within the Seekers heading to point to for this still. We're getting Coneheads this year, by all indications, and it's unlikely that all three of them will go out in normal retail assortments. An exclusive or shared exclusive release is likely for at least one of them, but I don't think that's this. Now, none of the Coneheads are officially solicited yet, though we do have a listing for Thrust known to exist at least within the Toys R Us Canada system. While it's not impossible, my experience tells me it's unlikely we would get a set of Dirge and Ramjet as some manner of exclusive before the primary retail release of Thrust happens. Plus, there's another reason to probably rule out the Coneheads. This product is called an Earth Mode 2-pack, and that naming almost certainly carries intent behind it. We didn't have Conehead Seekers in Siege, so distinguishing them with an Earth Mode designation is a little bit pointless. What we did have was Thundercracker and Skywarp. A 2-pack of them using the Earthrise Seeker body makes perfect sense to name this way. It's the Thundercracker and Skywarp Earth Mode 2-pack. The Italian and German Amazon pages both list a release date of July 1st for this set. That's the same date, incidentally, as the Alternate Universe Optimus Prime was listed with when it was discovered on one of the international Amazon sites a little while ago. But that also points to the use of a mold we already have available right now. While it has happened in the past that we got variant versions of brand new molds in a multipack almost immediately after the normal retail release, that's far from a typical scenario. Usually the retail release will always precede any kind of exclusive reuse. Not to mention, this whole Earth Modes thing makes even less sense for Snapdragon and the Quintesson, let's say, than it does for the Coneheads. Even so, a Seekers 2-pack isn't the only possibility, but it's the one that makes the most sense in the context of the precious little specific information we have about this product. And in any case, I'm confident enough that this is probably exactly what it is. But, as the kids say, in before Inferno and Hauler 2-pack, this Toy Detective Speculative Edition of the RFC News Desk is made possible by listeners just like you. By becoming a patron at patreon.com/tfradio, or by making your normal everyday purchases at Amazon using our affiliate links like tfradio.net/Amazon, you support us continuing to produce informative toy nerd content just like this. Visit tfradio.net for more Transformers news updates, and make sure to join us for Radio Free Cybertron live every Wednesday at tfradio.net/live. You can chat with us during the show and all week long on our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your daily Transformers news update from the RFC News Desk.